The Ludwig Museum's Director of Research and Publication, Amy Steffian, says the site at the mouth of the Karluk River, Karluk I, opened to excavation in 1983 when few people knew about Kodiak Island's Aleutic history.
Many people would not even claim their native heritage because there was so much disenfranchisement and disrespect. And there was this sense that the prehistoric culture that had preceded the people that live today was impoverished, that these were poor people who suffered and who didn't have a vibrant artistic life. And certainly when we set out to study this site, it became pretty clear that that was false.
Steffian says it became extremely exciting to the Aleutic community to see the objects coming out of the ground and have access to them. She says sharing that was the second part of the book.
It's really two stories. It's the story of the site and its contents, and it provides an ethnography. It talks about how people lived 600 years ago, 400 years ago in that time period. But it also tells how this kind of anthropological, archaeological study, when done in partnership with a community, when done with support and involvement, can be a very powerful experience.
She explains that the museum worked with many contributors on Kalunik, from researchers to people who had excavated on the site.
And also with members of the community who'd cared for the collection in the museum as volunteers or as paid employees. And we ask everybody to write about 1,000 words that summarize their experience so that we could tell the story not only of the site and its history, but of the impact of this research on the community broadly.
And she says they've built a picture about Aleutic life using a variety of resources, from oral history to Russian texts. As far as the artifacts go, they stand out for being especially well-preserved. Executive Director April Lactonen Counselor explains the fresh water that leaked into the site helped prevent oxygen from touching the artifacts until excavators could unearth them.
Thinking about a 500-year-old house where the grass that they used to keep the floor dry and clean still being green, and then within just a couple of hours, the oxidation happening. Of course, they didn't collect probably the dirt and the grass, but they collected the more resilient items like the wood masks and the baskets. I mean, it's just amazing the types of things that survive.
Counselor says she was involved in the project through the Kodiak Aleutic New Words Council, which draws on the knowledge of Aleutic elders. She says the members who had helped create words for modern technology turned their attention to ancient objects.
By creating words for items where the words were once lost, we were able to kind of put our mark back on that prehistory and say, this is our prehistory. Our people have long been discussed by outside archaeologists, anthropologists. For the elders, it was really important to claim ownership over the past by giving back new words to those old items.
Here are a couple of examples.
Ayakum ahunachtsta, the thing for making the harpoon have heaviness.
And also
Nuzik, which is the modern word for a knife, and they also applied it to the ancient knife. That helps show the cultural continuity that we don't need to come up with a completely unrelated word. We can use an existing word so that people can leverage the language they already have.
Counselor says there are many more words listed in the book. Kalunik stands out as a thorough study of Aleutic culture, and as Steffian says, the goal was to make it a joint project where everyone was involved and people of all heritages and interests had access to the material. I'm Kayla Deroche.